God's good. Let's get our Bibles this morning, and let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want to finish this morning, and I just feel like I need to go in a particular direction today. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11, and maybe next time when I preach on this, it'll be a different way. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Doesn't that go along with that song here this morning? Amen. Can't live two ways. Can't live like a child and an adult at the same time. There has to be a putting away of childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. And now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. Everybody said charity. Charity, that's love. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Amen. I want to talk about that this morning, because when we are involved in childish things, then all we do is look to see what other people can give us. We need, we want, we desire. It's all about me. It's all about my life, my little world that I'm living. But when we become a man, when we become a woman, then we put away childish things, and it's no longer about me anymore. It's no longer about what I want or what I can get. But then it becomes, what can I do to bless somebody else? Well, praise the Lord. When we are living under the way of a child, then when we come to God, we say, God, what are you going to give me? Amen. And that's why some folks don't stay with it, is because they don't feel like God's giving them what they want. It's really childish in nature. Amen. I'm not saying that the person is childish. That's not what I'm saying, but it's childish in nature. But there comes a time when it's no longer, God, what can you give me? But God, what can I give to you? Well, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning. Thank you for the touch of the Holy Ghost. We ask you to anoint the word of God and to speak to us. Give you thanks and praise for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. 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 You may be seated this morning. God bless you. It's so good to be in God's house. Amen. I've come this morning to give and not to receive. Praise the Lord. And there is a blessing. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. And so giving is the first step, and then receiving is the second step. Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote here in 1 Corinthians 13 about three pillars. If you can think of three pillars, I know the pulpit has four pillars, but if there were three of these pillars here that is holding up the top of the pulpit, I built this pulpit myself, and it is strong. If you need a boat, well, no, you can't use this as a boat anchor, but it you could drop it off the side of the Grand Canyon, and it would still be holding up by the time it got to the bottom. Amen. But that's the way it is with God. I wanted something that would be solid, something that would represent the message that comes over the desk. Amen. And three pillars: faith. We've talked about faith already. And hope. We've talked about hope. This morning I want to talk about charity. And that word charity there means love or affection or benevolence. The Webster's Dictionary says that in a general sense it means love or benevolence or goodwill. And listen to this, that disposition of the heart which inclines men to think favorably of their fellow men, to think favorably of and to do them good. In a theological sense, it includes supreme love to God and universal goodwill towards men. Amen. And so the greatest aspect of living for God is developing that attitude of manhood. Amen. When we are a child, we speak like a child. When I'm talking about spiritually here this morning, that when we are spiritually a child, and we all have to go through these parts of life. I'm glad I'm not a child anymore. I'm glad that I can cook a steak on the grill and have a good time there. Amen. I'm glad that I don't have those fears of a child when the thunder rolls through. I'm glad that all of those things are behind me. I don't want to go back to that. Some want to go back, but I don't want to go back. Amen. And those three pillars, faith, hope, and then love. Love of God. And then after we love God, then we develop a love for our fellow man. Amen. A compassion, a concern for others. And I want to talk about this here this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's look at it here today. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am, what does it say? Nothing. Amen. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Oh my. Now that's pretty strong language there. And what we can look at here is that Paul is not putting down speaking in tongues. Amen. He is not putting down prophecy. He is not demeaning understanding all mysteries and all knowledge and having faith so that I could move mountains. Amen. The greatest thing that we could do as a child of God is to develop the greatest thing that God has given us here, and that is love. Amen. Or charity. To love God. Jesus was asked the question at one time. They said, Master, good Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. And so when we look at the strength of this pillar, this charity that we need to have, it includes God. Everybody said God. And it includes others. Everybody said others. Amen. God and others. God is first. Others are second. Amen. And you say, well, I'm not sure I like this because there's nothing in there about me. Amen. Well, you're going to get there, but you're third in line. Praise God. And when you find yourself third in line, God always puts you at the head of the line because he said, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Amen. Those that are first are those that at the buffet bar, amen, they kick and push and elbow until they get up to the front of the line, and it tells an awful lot about that. Praise God. I'm telling you this morning that we have an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity, to know how to live for God and what is the best way to go. Amen. You're not going to have the joy of serving God. You're not going to have the direction that you need in your life. There will be confusion in your life as long as the focus is you. Amen. As long as the focus is, what can I get or what do I need, and if it doesn't work out and I can't get it, then I'm going to be upset, I'm going to be depressed, I'm going to have all of these attitudes and so forth that come along. Amen. But the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I want to be in the place where nothing will offend me. Amen. Where nothing will pull me away from the foundation that I am on this morning, and I am on a great foundation. We are on a great foundation today. Praise God. And so when we look at situations in life, it is very easy, especially for those who have been really blessed, or at least it seems like they have been really blessed. I have noticed that people that are very talented oftentimes don't excel. And I have noticed that people that don't have a lot of talent and ability, those are the ones that excel and do better than those that have talent and ability. And you say, why? Well, the reason is because of the focus. Praise God. The focus, if it is just on me, amen, then I'm not going to go anywhere. We are made the way we are by God. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. What does that mean? That means that if I have a lot, that means that I need to give a lot. That means that if I have a little, then all I have to give is a little. But it is not the amount, it is the action, amen, of giving. And so here this morning we have differences among us, amen. There are those here this morning that are well educated. There are some of us here this morning that don't have that level of education. There are those here this morning that are talented and others who are not talented. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses, and in fact, the Bible tells us, Scripture tells us, that the thing that is needed in the body of Christ is the weak vessels. Amen. So it is not the will of God that I despise somebody because they're not tall enough. It's not the will of God that I despise somebody because of the color of their skin. Well, praise the Lord. We believe that around here. Amen. That is not a measurement. That has nothing to do with anything. Dr. Ben Carson made the comment that when he would do brain surgeries, when he would take the skull off and go in to do the surgery, he said it didn't matter what color their skin was, every one of them looked the same on the inside. Amen. And it is so very, very true today. Praise God. All of us are the same in that all of us are children of God, created by God, put here by God. Amen. And it is the will of God that we love one another. But first of all, we must fall in love with God. If we cannot love the brethren that we see, then the Bible says we don't love God that we have not seen. And so there is a foundation here this morning that we all need to consider. Amen. From the old to the young, we need to consider this today. Amen. That we need to lay aside the childish things and we need to come to adulthood. Praise God. That we need to lay aside those foolish notions and ideas and all of that that come with childhood and buckle down and do something with your life. Praise God. Well, you might say, well, I'm trying to do something with my life. I'm going to make $1 million and be rich. That's exactly my point. Amen. That's a childish thing right there. Because when you get that $1 million and it's all set, then what are you going to do? Are you going to present that to God as your accomplishment in life? And God's going to say, well, the one who made the most money is the one that gets to go to heaven. Listen, that's not the way it is. There was a little old lady that came and she put 2 mites in the offering. Amen. And the Lord was standing over by the side. And he said, did you see that? Do you see those that were putting all that big money in the offering plate? And then the little woman, she gave more than everybody combined together. Amen. Why? Because she had a heart after God. You know what we got to have? We got to have a heart after God. Well, praise the Lord. We need a heart after God. Love God first. Amen. That's a strong, strong beam that we can hang our life on. I look at that as something that is very, very, very strong. Amen. Some of the bridges that we drive over, we don't even think about it. But if we were to go underneath that bridge and see what is holding that structure up, it is a very solid steel beam or a concrete beam that will hold up multiple semi-trucks at one time as they pass and bounce over the top of that bridge. It's very strong, very durable. Amen. And the very same thing applies in our walk with God. There is a superstructure, if you please, that holds us up. And it is not loving myself. Amen. That is not a strong foundation. That is not something that we can hang our life on. Amen. Loving ourselves. And we all do love ourselves, whether we admit it or not. Amen. We get very concerned if something gets in our eye. Amen. We get very concerned if our little toe gets a blister on it. Amen. And the whole world falls apart when something happens to us because we love ourselves. Well, praise God. Don't look so sanctimonious this morning. You know I'm telling you the truth here today. Praise God. But what we need to do is fall in love with God. Amen. Why? Because He is awesome. The Bible says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Amen. And then it says, praise Him for His excellent greatness. Amen. If you love God just for who He is, you're going to do all right. Amen. But if you are using God to get what you want, amen. If you're seeking after God for things that you want in life and He is the vehicle for you to get what you want, that relationship is not going to last very long because that's a childish approach. Amen. Children will do that. On the playground, they'll buddy up to somebody because they've got, a candy bar in their lunchbox that they want. And they'll buddy up to them, and then after they get that candy bar, they're out of there, and they're not friends anymore. That's a childish thing because they love them or they're kind to them just because they want something. You know what? I'm not serving God today because I want something from Him. I'm serving Him because I love Him. Well, praise the Lord. And when you fall in love with Him and you see Him for who He really is, I'll tell you what, it's an awesome thing when you really get in a concept of who God is and how great He really is. Amen. By the span of His hand, from little finger to thumb, amen, that's the universe that we dwell in today. That's in the hand of God. That's how big our God is. That's how awesome our God is. And then to think that this great God that we serve this morning, amen, came down to a little bitty speck in the middle of that universe and robed Himself in a form of a man. Praise God. He was man and He was God at the same time. I'll tell you what, there's no other place to go but to Him. There's no, where shall we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. Well, praise God. Thou alone hast joy. Thou alone hast peace. Amen. God alone has everything that we need in our lives. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when we put away the childish things, amen, the childish things, well, I'm too busy to pray. Now, those are childish things. Amen. Well, I've got other things that I want to do. One of our children, said they were going to go on vacation and they were going to get to go swimming. And they said, I'm ready to go swimming. That's more fun than Sunday school. Amen. You know what that is? That's childish. And we just laugh about that. We don't put a whole lot of stock into it because they're just a child. Amen. I'll tell you what, some things are fun, but life is not all about just having fun. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go to a fireworks display, and Ronnie works out there where they're doing that. And I said, man, that's a great fireworks display. He said, well, I'll be out there because he works there. Somebody's got to clean up after the fun. Yep, praise the Lord. Amen. In the heat and the sweat, amen, somebody's got to clean up after the fun. Well, some people, that's all they show up for is the fun. But if they had to clean up, they wouldn't show up. Well, praise God. Amen. They wouldn't show up if there was responsibility placed upon their shoulders. Amen. But those of us that understand adulthood and understand the real blessings of life, amen, we're not going to spend our time having fun. Amen. We're not going to spend all of our life just having fun. Amen. We're going to get up in the morning and do something productive with our life. Because God did not create us just to have fun. Well, praise the Lord. God created us to do something with our life, and not just to do something, but to do His will. Young people, are you listening here this morning? God made you so that you could do His will, not just to have fun. Praise God. And there's a time to have fun. There's a time to be a child. There's a time for that. Amen. And I feel sorry for those that miss their childhood. They've really missed a lot. Amen. I remember doing so many things as a child, going fishing and going hunting and going down to the river and all the things that we did when we were a child, and just had wild dreams and aspirations and all of those kinds of things. But then one day somebody said, you know what? I'm tired of feeding you. It's time you start feeding yourself. Huh? You mean I actually have to take care of myself? Yes. Amen. And I guess nobody ever had to do that to me, because I always felt like a job was an opportunity. I always felt like work was an opportunity, amen, that nothing else could give you. If you don't work, well, this is for adults here this morning. I don't want anybody to be offended today, but the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat, amen. That's a basic principle, praise God. Well, where's it going to come from if it doesn't come from the work of our hand? Amen. That's the will of God. That's the plan of God. Amen. And there comes a time when we have to put some things away. We have to get rid of those things and put them aside and say, that was a part of my life, but it's not a part of my life anymore. Amen. Well, praise God. I'm not going to live in mom and dad's basement the rest of my life. Praise God, I'm going to get up and get a job and go buy my own house. And I'll make it what I want it to be. Praise God. And I'll do something for God. I'll live for God. I'll walk with God. Hey, listen this morning. Don't approach God by what He can give you, but approach God by what you can give to Him. And you'll find that there is a tremendous blessing in that. Amen. And too often I think that we don't always have our prayers answered is because, as James said, you have not because you ask not, and you receive not, amen, because you are asking to heap it upon your lust. We're just asking for things that we can get. We're just asking for what we want. And after a while, the Lord says, hey, get up and go get it yourself. Praise God. Get up and get it yourself. If you want that new shirt, go get a part-time job and you can buy it. And then you'll see how much it costs to put that on your back. Praise God. It's an eye-opener. Amen. Some of the young people that are here this morning that are working now, I can only imagine, and they didn't tell me, but it was probably an eye-opener the very first paycheck that you got. and you saw how much you earned, and then you saw how much was taken out of your check. Was it an eye-opener? Did you get upset? I did. Amen. What? They're taking this? I remember my daughter getting her first paycheck, and she said, I can't believe this. They took that away from me. Amen. Well, what you're paying for is police and fire department. Amen. You're paying for things that are a blessing to us, roads that we drive on and all that. There are countries where they don't have those things. Amen. I'd rather support that. Amen. And be better blessed than if I didn't have it. Amen. Our Ethiopian pastors that was with us a few months ago, they talked about the roads in their country, and our roads are so much more superior than their roads. And that's why we're blessed. We can get in a car and drive anywhere we want to go. We don't have to drive through mud ruts and all of that to get to where we're going. We just get on the highway, and it's nice and smooth. And if there's too many little bumps like that, we complain about it. Amen. You know why? Because we have given a lot to get to where we are today. It's cost a lot of money. It's cost a lot of effort and all of that. You know what? The very same thing is true in the church. The very same thing is true in your life. Amen. Thank God for our beautiful sanctuary to worship in. Thank God for people that are excited about the Lord. You know how this has all come about? It wasn't just because somebody showed up and all of a sudden it was there. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It's somebody that said, I'm going to take the time I could be using for myself and I'm going to use it for somebody else. I'm going to put it together so that somebody else can be blessed, so that somebody else can come and get what they need from God. Amen. That's how we have what we have here today. And that's how we're going to have more in the future. Praise God. Is when more and more become spiritual adults. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I could go off on this here this morning, but I want to look at this. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. He talks about charity. He talks about this manhood or this womanhood, this growing up and putting away childish things. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never faileth. That's an awesome statement right there. Because this maturity level of charity, it never fails. Amen. That's why we give up on it sometimes, because we don't think it's working. But there is nothing else that will work. Praise God. There is nothing else that will work. Oftentimes we give up and, let's finish reading it here. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But there is one thing that will not fail, and that is charity. And so charity becomes the foundation of spiritual gifts. Amen. Some people are supposedly involved in spiritual gifts, but they can't get along with anybody else. I'm telling you, the Bible says you're a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Amen. Those that would condemn. Amen. And we have seen some things, and I'm not going to get off onto this here this morning, but we have seen where there is a presentation of spiritual things, and they will speak in tongues, and they will prophesy, and they will do all of that. But when it comes down to loving your brother and forgiving, there's no room for that. Amen. And they will hurt, and they will speak against, and they will, all of that in the name of righteousness and in the name of holiness. But when you look at holiness, the Bible says that without holiness no man shall see the Lord. But it says before that, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. And so charity, or loving your brother, loving God and loving your brother, amen, or your neighbor, as the Bible says, is the foundation of all spiritual things. You cannot be spiritual until you establish charity. Well, praise the Lord. And I contend this morning that the spiritual gifts are much more powerful when they are backed up by charity, when they are held up by charity. Praise God. You can't please God, amen, and have a quote unquote ministry, amen, when you condemn and cast aside those that don't measure up to your standard. Amen. You know what? There's a day that I didn't measure up to God's standard. And I still don't measure up. And I'm still striving to measure up. Maybe that surprises you here this morning. But I'm telling you what, we're all just human beings here today. And there are none of us that have arrived. Paul said, I have not arrived. And I have not arrived. And you have not arrived. We don't have the right to stand in God's place, amen, and criticize and judge others. Amen. Now, there's a place for dealing with sin. But you know what? When I fell short, the love of God came through for me. Praise God. It was the love of God that came through. It was the love of God that reached out a hand of mercy to me when I was unlovable, when I was filled with sin, amen, didn't know which way to go. It was the hand of mercy that reached out to me. Praise God. Maybe in your economy it was a hard preacher that brought you to the altar. I'll tell you what it was for me. It was a loving man of God. Amen. It was the power of the Holy Ghost that came on me. Amen. And a friend that would not give up but continued to talk to me about God. Amen. Mercy extended a hand to me. Who am I to not extend a hand of mercy and kindness? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I just went through some of these here, and it says, charity suffereth long. That's verse 4. That means that it has patience. In other words, a person that is living a life of charity is a patient person. Amen. I'm going to finish here in just a little bit. I hope y'all are helping me here this morning. But we need to have patience with one another. If it doesn't happen right now, amen, some people feel like they're just supposed to tell people their faults. You know what? Well, I'm just going to tell them what's wrong with them, and then it's up to them. Well, that's real nice, isn't it? That fixes a lot of stuff, doesn't it? Now, I'm telling you, it doesn't fix a whole lot. In fact, I don't think it fixes anything. But what is fixed in us is something that is fixed by patience. If you have a problem and you have a surgery, some of you might have gotten the prayer request Sister Stacy sent out the other day. But one of the folks in the Hutchison Church had a bulging eye, and it was the result of a growth on the inside of her skull. It was pushing on her brain, and it was pushing her eye out. And Brother Carricker called and asked for prayer. And so we sent out the prayer request, and she had the surgery yesterday, I believe it was, or day before yesterday. And they went in, a team of surgeons, and they cut her open, and they fixed that. They took all of that growth out, put it back, and they told her, they said, you might see double vision. And when she woke up, she did not see double vision, and she was talking in Spanish, which she's bilingual, to some friends of hers. Amen. And now they're monitoring the situation. What a foolish thing it would be for the doctor to say, well, you can go to work tomorrow. Wouldn't that be foolish? I would say, I'm not sure I want to follow that advice. I'm going to take it easy and have some patience here. Amen. God did not create this body to heal itself in 1 second. But some things takes weeks and weeks. If you break an arm or a leg, it's going to take at least 6 weeks for that to heal. Amen. A lot of time, a lot of downtime, because it takes patience. You know what? When we're helping people and you're trying to help someone that has reached out to you, don't become impatient with them, but be patient. Amen. Things take a little bit of time. Amen. If you cut your finger, that's one thing. But if you're going to take your skull out, that's a whole different situation. And you know what we're facing in our generation today? We're facing people that need major surgery in their lives. We're facing people that have been abused. We're facing situations that are very, very difficult to assess and to work on. Amen. And so there has to be patience. Has God been patient with you? I see everybody nodding their heads. Amen. God's been patient with me. You know what? I need to pass that love along to somebody else. Amen. Love is suffereth long and is kind. Everybody said kind. Amen. That word literally means preferring others over self. Kind. Amen. I'm just going to be kind. Well, I might be mad as a hornet on the inside, but on the outside, I'm going to be kind. Amen. Some people look at that as weakness. And if you're going to love, you're going to be hurt. Amen. If you're going to be man enough to love or woman enough to love, in a biblical sense, you're putting yourself in a place where you can be hurt. Well, praise God. Amen. Some people will look at that kindness as a weakness and they will take advantage of you. It'll happen. It's going to happen. Amen. Because of your love. Amen. Do you think that God or that people try to take advantage of God? I know they do. And they come to church when there's a problem, but when the problem's over, they don't come anymore. You know why? Because they are in a child mode. I've come to get something from God, and then after I get it, I'm out of here. But you know what? God knew that ahead of time, didn't he? And he went ahead and healed anyway. He went ahead and got them through the crisis anyhow. Amen. I want to be like God. How about you? Well, praise the Lord. Charity envieth not. That means not desiring to have somebody else's stuff. Amen. Praise God. I'm not giving them flattering words so that I can get something from them. Amen. Charity does not do that. And then it says, charity vaunteth not itself. And that word vaunteth there, it simply means to boast or to brag. Amen. People that brag really are in child mode. Amen. The little children, they'll say, I can run real fast, watch this. And then they waddle along, you know. And we all praise them and, oh man, you're going really fast. And you know what? I'm tough. I'm tall, and they're probably about that big, you know. And boasting and bragging, and we smile and we laugh and we just do that. But you know what? As adults, I have seen adults that boast and brag all the time. Everything's a big deal. Amen. I'm the greatest. I've done this. I've gone here. I've done that, and so on and so forth. I'm the greatest. I'll tell you what, it's just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. It's meaningless. It doesn't have any weight to it at all. It's just boasting and bragging. And then it says, charity is not puffed up. And that means to inflate or to make oneself bigger than reality. Amen. I used to call it doing the cat. Amen. You ever see a cat when he's in trouble? Amen. We had a cat in the backyard yesterday, and I got to see the cat and mouse game, and he found him a mouse, and he was batting it, and he was playing with that. He had wounded it so the mouse couldn't get away, and he was just playing with that mouse and all of that. But when a cat gets in real trouble, he doesn't face you. He turns sideways, and he makes his back go up like this, and the hairs on his back stand up, and his tail sticks straight up. And have you ever seen a cat's tail get real big and the fur just sticks out like that? He's doing the cat. Amen. And there's some cats in this world that do the cat. And they try to make themselves look bigger than they really are. Amen. I'm gonna try to make myself bigger. Oh, listen, that's not love. Amen. That's self-preservation is what that is. Amen. Love or charity does not behave itself unseemly. That means having no discretion. Praise God. Love thinks about what it says before it says it. Hey, I know I'm giving us all a tall order. The Word of God has given us a tall order here. But when we become a man, we put away childish things. A child just thinks what's on the top of their head. They don't have discretion. Amen. They'll say things. I'm not even going to go into some of the things that they say. Amen. They'll brag on themselves for doing things. Oh, what did he say that for? You know, what did she say that for? They don't have discretion. They're children. They just blurt out whatever is on the top of their head. But you know what? Charity thinks about it first. Amen. Is this going to help the situation or is this going to hurt the situation? Is this going to bless this person or is it going to hurt this person? Amen. Charity does not seek her own. Amen. And of course, Philippians 2 and 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Now that doesn't mean that you go and take somebody else's stuff. That's not what that means. Amen. But it simply means coming to that place of maturity where you're considering other people. Praise God. Charity is not easily provoked. Amen. It is not easily provoked. In other words, it doesn't get angry easily. When we come to a place of maturity, amen. I think maturity, well, praise God. I think maturity this morning can be best described as getting to the place where you're comfortable with yourself. Maturity is coming to the place where you have a self-identity. And in the kingdom of God and in spiritual things, amen, I've come to the place where I know what God has called me to do. And if somebody comes along and says, oh, you're not called to do that, I'm not going to get mad because I'm not threatened by that. I know who I am. I know what I've been called to do. Praise the Lord. I used to, when I was young in the Lord, if somebody disputed what I believed, I'd get upset. I don't get upset anymore because I don't have to defend the truth. The truth will defend itself. I know what I believe. I know where it's at in the Word of God. And I can just smile and pat them on the shoulder and say, I love you. Well, praise God. Don't have to get upset to get what I want. And that's usually what anger does. Is it tries to get what it wants by manipulation. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Have you ever seen a child do that? No? Oh, y'all have perfect kids. And they'll throw themselves on the floor and they'll hold their breath till they pass out. And they'll kick and scream and all of those kinds of things. You know what it's all about? It's all about manipulation. I want something, and this is how I figured out I can get it. And if you give in to your children and let them have whatever they want, guess what? Hey, I found what works. I found the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And all I got to do is kick and scream and hold my breath and I'll get what I want. Amen. Oh my. You know what? They'll never grow up. And when they get on the job, they'll kick and scream, and then they'll lose their job. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And it's not necessarily all their fault either, because that's the way they were trained. Train up a child in the way he should go. Amen. And the only way we can do that is to do it ourselves. Love thinketh no evil. Amen. Good thoughts and spiritual thoughts about others. This is about charity. This is about our attitude and our relationship with other people. Praise God. It does not think evil. Amen. I've come to the place, and I'm striving to come to this place, where when someone tells me something bad about somebody else, I'll think about it for a second. If someone says so-and-so lied, then I'll think about it for a second. I'll say, you know what? I've never heard them tell a lie. I'm not going to accept that. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to think evil of somebody just because of what somebody said. Amen. And it does not think evil. Amen. There's not a devil under every rock. There's not an evil spirit behind every bush. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's just people, and people make mistakes. Has anybody ever made a mistake? All right. Praise God. I'm in good company here this morning. Amen. I'm going to finish here shortly, but it says, it does not rejoice in iniquity. Amen. Now, there's your answer right there for iniquity and sin. It does not rejoice in it. Amen. I don't have to correct it. I don't have to correct everybody that's around me and tell them what's right and what's not right. Amen. But the Bible says that I'm not going to rejoice in that iniquity. Amen. I'm just going to let God and them figure it out. Amen. And if the Lord wants me to say something, He'll tell me about that. Amen. And it rejoices in the truth. Praise God. Does not rejoice in iniquity, because iniquity and sin is just a deception, but we are rejoicing in the truth today. Well, praise God. The truth. Amen. We're going to rejoice in the truth. Love bears all things. Everybody said it bears all things. You know what that literally means? It means it has a great capacity for compassion and going the second mile. Great capacity for compassion. Love believes all things. That's not somebody that goes along with whatever somebody tells them they believe it. That's not what that means. Amen. What that literally means, when love believes all things, it means that it believes in people until they prove that they are untrustworthy. And in reference to God, it means that we believe all things in the Word of God. Praise the Lord, because we love God and trust Him, and we trust His Word. Love hopes all things. You know what? It's always hoping for a better situation. Amen. It's so easy to cut people off. Y'all are just looking at me kind of funny here this morning. It's easy to cut people off. This old flesh will say, I ain't never talking to them again. You ever been there? Oh, you. The rest of you need to pray through, because you're not telling the truth. Amen. I'm not having nothing else to do with them. Oh, my goodness, I felt that so many times. Praise God. You get involved in ministry. Ministry is giving to people. It's ministering to people. And when they take advantage of you, it's like, that's it. Exit out. Amen. You're done. It's over. I wonder if God said that. I don't know if He did. And if He does, that's His business. Amen. He did that to Ananias and Sapphira. Amen. X them out. They're gone. But you know what? I'm glad that God did not give us that power. Because if He did, none of us would even be here. We'd be X'd out. Erase them. Amen. Dispatch them. Amen. I read an article where somebody in the military was doing something that they weren't supposed to do in another country, and they said, we dispatched them. Amen. X them out. They're gone. Amen. Well, folks, we don't really have the liberty to do that. Now, we do when we're children. When we're children. You're not my friend anymore. Amen. I remember when my daughter had a birthday in Massachusetts, she had like 20-some-odd girls that was at the party, all of them from her school. And every day she'd come home from school, I'm not going to be her friend anymore. And then the next day they would make up and they would be friends, and then another one wasn't going to be her friend. And it was a constant thing. So we just learned to just sit and listen. And she's not here this morning, so I can talk about her. But, you know, that's child stuff. He's not my friend anymore. He took my toy. I don't like him because he pushed me. Yeah, have you ever heard that, parents? Deontay, Melissa, have you ever heard that? You have, those sweet little children of yours. I remember over here that some of the kids were running in a circle and little Maya didn't like it. And that little girl, she bent herself over like this and threw her head back. And she got her finger and she was, yeah, 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 yeah. And the boys were just laughing at her and just kept on running. And she was giving them the once over, I'm telling you. I thought, dear Lord, help us when this girl gets older. We're all going to be praying for the Brown family. You know what that is? When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I acted like a child. But there comes a day when we don't do those things anymore. Well, maybe not you, Pastor, but I don't have any other way to deal with my problems, and so I'm just going to do it. All right, go ahead, little child. Praise the Lord. Because it won't work. Charity works. Can we get that this morning? Charity is the only thing that works. That's what the Word of God says. It hopes all things. Always hoping for a better future. Always hoping for the situation to get better. Charity endures all things. That means it has great endurance, and that endurance comes through charity. Amen. Charity never fails. Wow. What a positive thought. Amen. These principles and this lifestyle always works. It doesn't work with everybody, but those that it doesn't work with, there is no alternative. There is nothing else that you can do to stop the situation. That's why we incarcerate people. Because there's nothing else that we can do for them. So we just have to restrain them and keep them out of society until things change. But you know what? In the spiritual sense this morning, this will help our church. We don't have infighting in our church that I know of. We don't have folks feeling bad about each other that I know of. And I'm thankful for that this morning. It gives us a clean atmosphere. It gives us a feeling that there is love in the church. And we pray that when our visitors come, that you'll feel love here, that you'll feel like we care about you, because we really do. But you know what? If we bite one another and we fight against one another, the Bible says that we will be consumed by one another. And that's not a good result. Amen. What we need is revival. What we need is healing. What we need is prophecy. What we need is speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues. What we need is the word of knowledge. Amen. What we need is the gift of faith, the gifts of healing, the working of miracles. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to pray that God uses me in prophecy. Why don't you pray and ask God to use you in the area of charity? It's a whole lot better. And when you figure out the charity thing, then prophecy will just come. Gifts of healing will just come. Well, praise God. Maybe I'm hitting something here this morning, but I tell you what we need to pray for is not the spiritual gifts as much. And Paul said, pray that you can have these spiritual gifts, but they are not the apex. They're not the high point of your walk with God. The high point is when we learn how to love. Love God first. Well, praise the Lord. Love God first. Well, you know, what does that mean? That means be faithful to the house of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. You know why we come to the house of God? We come to the house of God to worship. Who are we worshiping? God. Oh, well, you know, I got to change the oil in my car. Well, all right. Go ahead and change the oil in your car. But I'm telling you, you're not gonna grow spiritually. Praise the Lord. And I know that there are some that can't come because of situations. Some of our elderly can't come every service. But I'm telling you, the rest of us here, we have the opportunity to be in the house of God. Love God first. Live right. Don't tell lies. Don't cheat and steal and all the things that the Bible talks about. Love God first. And then when you become faithful, it's more you learn after a while that it's more than just coming and sitting on a church pew. It's more than just coming and hearing sermons. Amen. That's why folks break off sometimes, because they get tired of hearing sermons. Well, I don't look at it as a sermon. I look at it as what I felt like God gave me. And there's a word from God for each of us every time we come together. Not because of me, but because of Him. And then when we come, we find out Gavin's got a terrible headache, but he's still here anyway. And so during the service, we're praying, God, touch Gavin's headache. Amen. Do you have a headache this morning? All right, he's doing okay. See, the Lord answered your prayers. Praise God. Or you know a brother or a sister's going through a real trial. Oh, well, no, all I'm coming for, I'm the person that vacuums the carpet. That's what I do here. No, that's not what you do here. We're here to receive, of course, but not only to receive, but to perceive. Look around. Who's in need here? I'm not the fix-it-all person, but I'll tell you what, I can pray. And I can go over to that person and shake their hand and say, I'm praying for you. Appreciate you. And you might be surprised at how much that will help that person and create an atmosphere in the church where people can be blessed. Well, praise the Lord. I know I'm just about finished here this morning. We need to love one another. Praise God. We need to be concerned about others. And I say this to myself as much as to the rest of us. I'll tell you what, Brother Keith, the way he has been helping Bill is, I commend you this morning, Brother Keith. He goes over and helps that man like he's his brother. And I've been over there a few times. In fact, I went over there the other day and knocked on the door, and nobody was there. He probably was in the back room sleeping or something. So I went on my way. But you know what? I pray for Bill. And it would be an encouragement to him if some of you that have the opportunity and the time to go and knock on his door and just say, hey, Bill, I'm praying for you. He's got the Holy Ghost. He's been baptized in Jesus' name. Why is it getting quiet in here? Amen. Is there somebody that you know, has a need in their life, they're having a financial difficulty, and you've got an extra $20, put it on the pew where they sit with their name on it, and don't tell them who it was that gave it to them. Well, praise the Lord. I'll tell you why, because I'm not here just for myself. I'm not here just to go to heaven and to get God in my life, but I'm here to do something for others and to be a blessing to others. Well, let's stand together this morning. If I don't stop, I may just haul off and start preaching. And that would take too long, and y'all wouldn't like that. Praise God. Praise God. God's good, isn't He? Can we lift our hands right now and just love Him together? God, help us to fulfill that great commandment to love You with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But God, let it go further than just loving You and having a relationship with You. But God, help us to share that relationship with somebody else that they can be blessed as well. In Jesus' name this morning. In Jesus' name this morning.